Hello and welcome to the Coins Weekly podcast from the ANA's World Fair of Money in Rosemont near Chicago. I'm here with Vicky Yekberian and Michael Fornitz from Stax Powers Gallery. Nice that you took the time to be a little bit part of our podcast. And both of you, I don't know who wants to answer the question, is you are also not here for selling and reselling and buying something. You are also here to use the World Fair of Money to show the coins of the Broom collection. And please could you give our listeners a little bit about the National History collection behind the history and also a little bit of the collector.
Sure thing, Andrea. Thank you so much for having us here. I never know where to begin because the story is so compelling of the L.E. Bruin collection. It's 100 years, 200 years plus in the making, basically. L.E. Bruin was a Danish butter merchant, active in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He made his fortune and fell in love with coins, and put much effort and money into the coin collection. His focus were Danish, Norwegian, and Swedish coins, but he also collected coins of the world. And many of those coins were dispersed over 100 years ago or 100 years ago or more, but what was left was this core collection of Scandinavian coinage, which is the finest collection of Scandinavian coins, writ large, and metals, and paper money for that matter. So L.E. Bruin, as I said, collected in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Just bought the rarest of the rare, as well as common things. In the next 3 to 5 years, we'll be auctioning 20,000 objects, basically ranging from very small value coins to coins that will approach 1 million euro or more. But L.E. Bruin, he bought single coins. He bought entire collections of coins, including a couple of very important ones near the end of his life in the late teens and early 20s. He bought the Gildal as well as the Billy Braha collection. The Billy Braha collection, I think Michael might be able to wax poetic about as well, but it was a noble family's collection that he purchased in 1922, just a year before his passing, and that collection started in the year 1800 about. And they had resources to get many important coins from people they knew. So some of these coins that are in the Bruin collection have been off the market for, as I said, 200 years or more in some cases. And the most fascinating part about the collection is not its value, it's not its size, it's not its history, but the unique will that brings it into the future. When he passed in 1923, He had regarded his collection as a reserve for the Danish royal collection, the Danish national collection of coins. So he said he did not need the money, did not need to get sold. So he said for 100 years this will act as a reserve for the Danish royal collection, Danish national collection of coins and metals. If in 100 years the Danish national collection is still intact, it's not destroyed by war or fire or theft, then he will gift, his estate will gift the collection to the Danish state. If after 100 years the Danish national collection is still intact, then it will go to auction, the Bruin collection will go to auction, and the monies that are generated will benefit his heirs. So here we are 100 years, more than 100 years after his death, we're about to begin a wonderful series of auctions. The first one is September 14th in Copenhagen, and it's 286 amazing rarities and quality coins from Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. I love the story of Michael. Michael's been doing this for many decades, more than I have, in Scandinavian numismatics. But Michael, your birthday is the day that the Bruin collection, basically became available for auction. So it's a date that's haunted you as well as celebrated it, and it's haunted you as well, I think. So do you have anything to add?
Yeah, that's right. I've known about the collection since I was a very young boy. I started collecting coins, and I went to this old dealer in the central Copenhagen, who showed me a large book with a very brief description of the coins in the Brunn collection. And he said, well, if you're lucky, these might be up for sale in 2021. And 2021 was so far out in the future, but hopefully I would still be alive, and fortunately I am. Yeah, even better, I've now been able to work on the catalog of these magnificent coins, so it's a dream come true for me.
That's a good last word, a dream come true. Thanks for the talk.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Beacon.
A dream come true, I think, for many collectors who have been waiting as long as Michael, and probably longer in some cases. So it'll be a fun time. Hopefully, you and others can join us in Copenhagen in just a month, actually.
I hope so. So, and the last word is to mine. This was Andrea Pancheri from the Event Podcast from the ANA, and thanks for listening.